In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. For the next 3 weeks, our epistle will be from Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, and it is a challenging piece of writing, to say the least. But listen for a minute to just a bit of it from the more contemporary Common English Bible translation. There are different spiritual gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are different ministries, but the same Lord. And there are different activities, but the same God who produces all of them in everyone. A demonstration of the Spirit is given to each person for the common good. I think that translation is much easier to understand than the one we heard a few minutes ago. This one is pretty straightforward. There are lots of spiritual gifts, but they all come from the same Spirit. There are lots of different ministries, but they all come from the same Lord. And there are lots of different effects of our work, but the same God is responsible for all of them. Everyone is given something by the Spirit that is intended for the common good. Clear enough. But then, regardless of which translation you look at, the list of spiritual gifts that follows is equally intimidating. From healing to miracle working to speaking in tongues, all of a sudden it seems that this reading is meant for someone else and not for us. We may lay claim to the occasional moment of insight that hints at wisdom, or boast of a certain degree of educated, knowledgeable talk on certain matters, but few, if any of us in this day and age, or certainly in the Episcopal Church, lay claim to special spiritual gifts like healing or miracle working, prophecy, or speaking in tongues. So it is tempting to dismiss Paul's words this morning as too particular to the church in Corinth to really have any meaning for the church at Cohasset, to conclude that they were important words for the church to whom Paul was writing, but no longer relevant to the church where they're now being heard. So what I'd like to do for the next few minutes is invite you to consider with me the possibility that these words have just as much to say to us today as they did to the Corinthian church back then. That because God's word is a living word, what was revealed through the Apostle Paul has as much to say to the church at St. Stephen's in 2013 as it did to the church in Corinth in the year 50-something. And it's really quite a lot. Every one of us has spiritual gifts. Whether we realize it or not, every single one of us has spiritual gifts. All of our gifts, all of our talents and skills and abilities are God-given, so they are by definition spiritual. Greek scholars say that the word that's translated here as spiritual gifts is actually misleading, and that it really refers to the gifts the Spirit offers, not simply the gifts that we think of as spiritual in the supernatural sense. Paul just happens to be pointing to the rather dramatic spiritual gifts that were a current source of conflict among the church in Corinth, over which its members were bickering quite a bit. Gifts can, after all, be a two-edged sword. They can separate us by drawing attention to the distinctions and differences between us, or they can unite us when used for the common good and to build up the community. Paul's point here is that any skill, any talent, any gift that is offered to God for the common good, for the good of the church, comes from the Spirit and is empowered by the Spirit for the use of the Spirit. God can take even the most humble of our offerings and transform them into spiritual gifts for the good of Christ's church. Like Jesus transforming water into wine in this morning's gospel, the Spirit can transform our skills and talents into ministries and activities that slake the thirst of parched souls and work together to build up the body of Christ. It is amazing what God can do with our gifts. and what we can do together. Who needs speaking in tongues when you've got a community that can boast of members with friendly faces, welcoming words, and warm hearts? Writers, editors, graphic artists, and techies? Accountants, money managers, and financial planners? Pastoral visitors, soup makers, and transportation providers? Bulletin folders, phone answerers, and envelope stuffers? Storytellers, teachers, musicians, and singers? Prayers, readers, and acolytes? Craftsmen, carpenters, and fine artists? Flower arrangers, altar preparers, brass polishers, and linen cleaners? Event planners, grant writers, and fundraisers? Gardeners, planters, pruners, and weeders? Snow plowers, blowers, and shovelers? And the list could go on and on. It is a manifestation of the time and talent portion of our stewardship of this parish community. And so many of you are so generous in this way. Each and every one of us has gifts to offer. And each and every one of those gifts can be transformed by the Spirit and used for the common good. It is an awesome thing to behold. All I have to do is look around the rectory that I'm living in. A whole bunch of you with varying degrees of skill, from total novice to serious professionals, renovated that rectory 5 years ago, and it is still gorgeous. Come by and take a look sometime, and then join me in saying, "All things come of thee, O Lord, and of thine own have we given thee." Next week, when you get the 2012 annual report, take time to read it through. Read it carefully. Look at all the spiritual gifts that this parish has offered to God in the past year, from bookkeeping and budgeting to storytelling and singing, and marvel that all things come of thee, O Lord, and of thine own have we given thee. When the Lenten issue of the Carillon comes out in just a few weeks, consider that more than a dozen of you made its publication possible, and say to yourself, all things come of thee, O Lord, and of thine own have we given thee. And after you've received communion this morning, and you're back in your pew praying, listen to the choir singing. Look at the faces of those who are returning from the rail. Watch the bread and wine being cleared from the altar. Notice the beauty of this church, and whisper to God, all things come of thee, O Lord, and of thine own have we given thee. Because there are a variety of gifts, but one Spirit. There are a variety of ministries, but one Lord. And there are a variety of activities, but one God who activates them in everyone. So whether you say, to each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good, or the Spirit's presence is shown in some way in each person for the good of all, no matter how you translate it, Paul's meaning is clear. We have each been gifted with the Spirit, by the Spirit, with something that is for the good of all. Take that in. You are spiritually gifted. You have something to offer. And God intends for you to offer it. So I wonder what gift the Spirit is inviting you to share this year at St. Stephen's for the good of the community. I wonder what gift the Spirit is inviting me to share this year at St. Stephen's for the good of the community. And I wonder how the Spirit will take your gift and my gift and all the gifts that we share this year for the common good and transform them into fine red wine for all.